who coaxed a few A-bomb memories out of her aunt, has heard the stories of more than 100 survivors. She recently compiled those in a book. Nano uses the Japanese word hibakusha, which means bomb-affected people.
Every time I talk with hibakusha, I feel so painful because in a way they are reliving the trauma again.
But many survivors feel they have to do that now. They're concerned that their stories will die with them and that their suffering will have been for naught. So they're speaking of their experiences for the very first time.
One aged hibakusha literally told me that now I told you my story, I can die in peace.
The story told, the memory preserved. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox, Hiroshima.
For the second piece in the series, Patrick focused on Koreans who died in the Hiroshima blast. There were actually tens of thousands of Koreans who died in the blast. And so here's The World's Patrick Cox with the second story in our series on Hiroshima survivors.
More than 50,000 Koreans were living in Hiroshima during World War II. Most of them had quite recently come from Japanese-occupied Korea in search of work. In Japan, they did manual labor and were treated as second-class citizens. As the war effort intensified, Japanese authorities began importing more Koreans. They forced some into slave labor in armament factories. Several of those factories were in Hiroshima. That's why so many Koreans, more than 30,000, died as a result of the atomic bomb. Over the years, most of Hiroshima's Koreans went back home. Many developed radiation-related health problems. It's a measure of the Koreans' lingering distrust of the Japanese that some Korean survivors are only now returning to Hiroshima to register for health benefits. On this morning, an elderly Korean woman arrives for an interview with Hiroshima officials. She's traveled here from her home in South Korea with her son and daughter-in-law. The woman is applying for A-bomb survivor status. To get that, she has to prove that she was living in Hiroshima at the time of the bombing. The officials ask her to describe what she saw on August 6, 1945. There were a lot of dead bodies, the woman says. Her application states that she lived in a Hiroshima neighborhood called Eba. An official asks her, "Do you remember living in Eba?" The woman's daughter-in-law steps in. The old lady's memory isn't so good anymore, she says. But the Japanese official persists. He says, "I want to write down what her memory is." It's difficult to establish the facts 60 years later, but it's taken almost all those 60 years for Korean A-bomb survivors to win some, though not all, of the rights that their Japanese counterparts have. And in that time, most of Hiroshima's estimated 20,000 Korean survivors have died, many from illnesses arising from exposure to radiation. Those still alive who can afford it can travel to Hiroshima. There, they receive specialist care at the city's hospital for atomic bomb survivors. A Korean man called Chung San